Hi, my name's Riley. I'm a student athlete on the women's soccer team here at Dominican, and I'm also from Denver, Colorado. Today I'm going to be talking about PlayPix, which is an AI-powered photo organization website and or app. So what's the problem that I'm trying to solve? I currently am volunteering within our athletic program to post on social media, and I run the sports social media accounts here at Dominican. And a problem that I found is we are so overloaded with media. We're getting tons of pictures in after every game, and it's so much that we don't have the means to organize them all. And it takes up a lot of time for athletic department staff to organize these pictures and to divide them into players and teams, etc. And along with this, there's constant requests from athletes to have access to these images. At least here at Dominican, if student athletes want access to the images of them playing, they have to go through admin. And admin then has to go find the images they're requesting, download them, and email to the athletes. So it becomes a lengthy and timely process. So I created PlayPix, which is AI software that auto tags and organizes images using player's jersey number and face identification. Along with this, it also gives athletes instant access to the images so that they can utilize them as soon as they're uploaded to the platform. This is kind of how it works. Any staff can upload the pictures after the events, and AI automatically organizes it, hopefully into team and then player and or by number, and then all users can download the images. This is just a picture of my homepage of the website. The prototype, it's just the picture of the prototype, but. So why is it so important to have these pictures organized? It's really important nowadays more than ever for athletic departments to have a digital presence. It helps with recruiting and other things, but it's really a marketing tactic for these athletic departments to have strong social media pages. And along with that, NIL deals are becoming more and more popular, especially within smaller schools. They had a lot of traction within D1 schools, but I think they're transitioning to having more traction within D2 as well. So having quick access to images for athletes is really important for these things. Just more on why the presence of having strong marketing tactics is so important for athletic departments. Elevating athlete visibility and engagement is important, not only for athletes to get more NIL deals, but it brings in more support, more funding if you're marketing your athletic program and showing the success in the things that they're doing. Along with this, it boosts recruiting efforts. I know personally as an athlete, when I go to a team's page and they have a strong presence and they have clearly formatted marketing or posts, I am more apt to go to that and commit to that team and school. And overall, it just enhances the athlete experience. It's really cool as an athlete to share what you're doing at your school and to have the media to share. So looking into kind of the market, the primary market I'd be advertising to would be colleges and universities. There's over 18,000 NCAA or 1,800 NCAA universities in the U.S. that could utilize this software. And then a secondary market, if successful within that, would be high school teams or athletic departments, NAIA schools, and then club teams and youth sport groups. Some of my competitors are Flickr, Huddle, SmugMug, and BoxOut. They also have photo organization features, but they do not use AI. It's all manual. So some early traction. I conducted interviews with 10-plus student athletes and coaches at Dominican, and they all said they would be willing to use a software like this. A lot of photos sit unused, so it would utilize photos more, along with cut time for admin. I would start with Dominican as a pilot group and then expand to other schools within our conference, the PAC West, and then from there gain traction with other D2 universities within California and then transfer to other NCAA athletes wherever it tends to pick up. This is just a look into my pricing. I'm going to do a subscription-based model. I plan to break even at month 8, and I would gain 4 to 7 new subscribers every month within the first 36 months. There would be multiple pricing tiers. So a team plan would be $68 a month. That's just one team. A department plan is $315 per department per month. And then if a school wants to add on the NIL features, it's $8 per athlete within the organization. And then if an organization wants to use it for like a tournament or something like that, it would be $150. This is just the team, but I ran out of time, so thank you.
Questions, comments?
Thank you for your brilliant idea. I personally am a photographer, so I know the pain of organizing photographs. Even like there was one time I was part of the editor board, so where actually we are getting the picture from different photographers in a football match, and then we are publishing it continuously. Mm-hmm. It was a nightmare organizing those photographs and picking the best one. Mm-hmm. So just a small question that you are saying that you are going to sort the images by like the facial recognition or like the player's tag or anything like that, but it is also can determine which picture has the good quality or there is no blurriness or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Will you have these kind of features?
I think I was starting with just organizing it by jersey number and facial recognition, and then specifically having folders per athlete. So like if I wanted to go find my images, it would just include every picture that is tagged under me. But that would be a great thing to add, is maybe diminishing the blurry pictures or filtering out
or at least quality. Like filtering it out.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I think that would be a good addition for your platform. Thank
you.
Along those lines, some technology that not only take out the blurry pictures, but you said that you've worked in this capacity as a photographer. What percentage of the pictures that you take in one match, let's say, what percentage are pictures that you'd actually use?
I actually don't take the images.
Okay.
I just run the social media page, so I make all the posts through Canva.
But at your matches, because you're on the soccer team.
Yeah.
So you see photographers running around. If you had to guess?
I probably use like maybe 5% of them.
Yeah.
I think per game we get around like 300 pictures. That maybe like a 150 to 300, depending on how many photographers are there. And I probably, if I'm posting from that game, only use maybe 6 to 9.
Very good. Other questions?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
This may be more of a comment than a question, but have you considered whether there's either an additional market or additional competitors in sort of like the endurance race world? Because like triathlons and marathons, I don't know if they use AI tools to sort photos, but they do something similar with the numbers and, you know, for people to find their own photos. So definitely think there's could be an opportunity or competitors there.
I'm curious if you've thought about additional revenue opportunities with local news outlets or other sort of people who want highly curated local sports content. Is that an opportunity? Like how does your platform work in terms of making other revenue streams available?
Like sharing to...
Like if the Marin IJ wanted to cover one of the sporting events, couldn't send a photographer, but you guys had, you know...
Or like if we already had images.
You already have the images.
Yeah.
If the Marin IJ wants access to those, could you support schools monetizing their photography capabilities?
Yeah, I think that would be a great idea. Something that I have considered is I know like a Dominican, they don't always want to give us access to the images until they use them personally because they are taking them. So there is features built in where they can turn off and on access to it. So I think maybe I could integrate it in a way that maybe there's a page within the website that if those media outlets can or want to access the images, maybe they can pay to do that through the school, but the school can choose which ones are shared. I think that would be a great idea. Yeah.